fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot blast. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quick, hit the fingerless glove, don't get. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural form killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the podcast.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Guys, I'm going to stand for this podcast.
Yeah. Can I tell you something, a nice emotional thing? Is that when we come out for these shows, I'm like, well, they've seen us the whole weekend already. We're old fair at this point. You've seen us taking pictures. We bullshitted. And then we walk out and they go fucking nuts all over again. Something about the magic. Something about the magic of the Legion of Skanks all together. The great Davey Smith.
Hold on. One second.
Doing such a cool intro.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Dude, you just totally stepped on what would have been my insane
applause. All right. I'm sorry. Got to do it.
Try again.
We got Davey Smith over to my left. The Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez on my right. I am Big J. Oakerson, and together we are the Legion of Skanks.
That's right, motherfuckers.
Why is that not our intro every week?
The most offensive podcast on earth. And I'm going to tell you right now, what I'm offended by is the amount of people that don't know how to do skank hands in this fucking crowd. Do you not know what it is?
It's a complicated symbol.
Some of these people don't know. I got two middle fingers from that guy right there. It's not a complicated symbol, okay?
It's semi-complicated.
You cross the thumbs, you dumb fucking retards. Cross the fucking thumbs, you fucking morons. It's not a diamond. It's not a circle. It's not a heart. Stop doing all that. It's foolish. Every time you do it.
What's so complicated? These are the church. These are the steeple. Open it up and see all the people.
Cross the thumbs. Want to see what a pussy looks like?
Make it a circle. That's the X of the mouth. That's the circle of the head. You get it now, you fucking idiots? You fools?
Get it, dude. It's just difficult.
They didn't get it. A lot of them didn't get it.
You got to be like double jointed almost.
You were the guy that was doing it wrong, and it pissed me off. I got to be honest. Don't do it, dude. A lot of people, there's one guy here who, I don't know what it is, dude. I love the fans. By the way, there's less annoying people this year at Skankfest than there's ever been. You guys are fucking incredible. Last year, there was one guy eating his boogers and trying to get other people to eat his boogers. It was fucking psychotic.
What? Really?
Yeah, dude.
You guys keep me in the dark about a lot.
Yeah, no, it was wild. But there's the coolest people. There's one guy, I don't want to say who he is, but this might be you. He might be in the room right now. But
we're not going to say his name, but he is in American flag overalls.
There's one dude who he says hi to me like it's the first time he's seen me at Skankfest every hour. It's been 30 times that this guy's like,
buddy.
Same guy, I guarantee. Buddy. Dude, he's like, he's real tall. If you're a real tall cocksucker, stop saying hi to me, okay? Stop saying hi to me, you fucking tall piece of shit. You've said hi enough. Stop it. You're interrupting conversations to come say hi again. We've said hi. You're offering nothing new.
He wants you to know again, man.
God damn it, dude. Is it you? Is it that guy right there?
No.
Is it you? No, it's not you. If I saw him, I would point him out right now. Not that guy. Nope. I would tell you.
He's got to be in here.
Maybe.
He follows your smells. That's how he knows your schedule.
I'm excited about a lot on today's show. Let's introduce our guest because we have a pretty big announcement for today's show. Ladies and gentlemen, our first guest coming to the stage. Very happy to have him here. We're going to discuss a lot today about gun in the butt safety. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Dr. Drew.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a medication.
Got it. He's got it.
Dr. Drew song, am I right?
Never heard that before.
Louis, I like when you do the intros. It's sexy.
It is sexy. All right. Just the way my fucking shoulder just went down just
now. Ooh. You're like Flashdance, dude. Do it again.
Oh, dude,
I almost burnt myself bad.
your next guests are fucking, these guys are just fucking hilarious. They were just on the Legion of Saints podcast a few weeks ago, and they're probably everybody's new favorite guests. Ladies and gentlemen, clap it up for the hilarious Sam Hyde and Nick Rochefort.
Dr. Drew, it's not a triangle. It's an orifice, like you've seen many of. It's a goatsy orifice.
I'm so excited to see Sam Hyde and Dr. Drew on the same podcast right now. Yeah. What a mix.
Why? It'll be good.
Do you think they have conflicting opinions about shit?
If ever there was a man prepared to diagnose Sam Hyde.
More medical quackery.
We're very excited to have all you guys on today's show. If you guys don't know, Jay did win the rap battle yesterday, which
I'm pretty sure words traveled.
Can I be honest with you? Like, I was so much more nervous about doing the rap battle than I am about getting a gun in the ass. Like, I'm like,
that says a lot about you, dude.
I just know that, Jay, here's the one thing I'm going to say, and I do want Dr. Drew's opinion, and honestly, I want Nick Rochefort's opinion on this, too. I feel like, Jay, you can't really get much more than, like, a couple fingertips. Nervous. It's not a real gun, Dr. Drew.
Feels like
imagine
it
was. Fucking blue.
Yeah, guns are cool, man. Doc.
How unhinged do you think this
COVID
festival is?
Guns are cool. That's next.
I've been here for a couple of days.
Yeah.
There's not even a trigger on it.
So, but here's the thing. Jay's going to shove this gun into my asshole tomorrow on Legion of Skanks, live here at Skankfest.
Oh, great. Excellent.
And you can't stop me.
And there's nothing gay about it. But what we did ask Dr. Drew earlier today was if he examined my asshole today, because I'm supposed to get my first prostate exam. Dr. Drew has heroically offered to give me my first prostate exam on the Legion of Skanks podcast.
You're trying to make me not enjoy it as much. Wow. Be the one to break the ice. You know what I mean? You go, Dr. Drew, get all the fucking first cut meat.
And he goes, we'll even get you gloves.
Yeah, we will. We're going to get Dr. Drew a pair of gloves so he can go into my asshole. And he has to make sure that I am able to safely take this gun in my ass.
It's not this finger.
Which finger is it?
This one.
Is that one?
Yeah.
You can't do it with that one? You don't have dexterity in your middle finger, Dr. Drew?
We're used to it with this one.
It's for good luck.
Yeah. You're number one.
Dr. Drew, can you just put your thumb in my ass like that?
He's going to put his tongue in your ass like that. Yeah.
Lewis.
Rimming is cool, right, Dr. Drew?
What is?
Rimming.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Actually, this is a great question for Dr. Drew.
I have a question. Is Dr. Drew, is it true that gay people are infected by a parasite? I'm not joking. I just actually want to know.
Yeah.
Now, Dave, is Dr. Drew, he's woke. By woke, I mean on our side. He knows he's hip to COVID. Is he woke on school shootings being a government operation?
If I'm being completely honest with you, Sam, yeah. I'm still trying to figure out the answer to that gay parasite question. Doctor.
Right.
Any news on that?
Let's yield the floor to Dr. Drew. Gay parasites and school shootings. Can we just hit that topic real quick?
No problem.
Give us the factual information.
No problem. Whatever Dave Smith says.
Yeah!
I'm giving you a thumbs up on both.
Nice. All right.
Nice.
I'm gonna go.
No, I'm good.
You can't Dr. even, you this, can't I really, even I really, really this blame question. These
With
games.
Eating butt, because I love to eat butt.
You love butt.
What are the risks?
Of eating butt?
Of eating ass. A girl I just met at Skankfest, she's been sweating in 105 degree Las right. Vegas sun all day.
Right.
She's fucking, she barely showers when it's nice outside.
So for the most... For the most part, in this country, very little risk.
Very little risk in eating butt.
Come on, man.
Hell yeah. Same as any other sexual
Hold content. On. He said in this country, that's historically before the fucking Haitians started coming here.
True that.
And they're bringing all their dirty butt diseases.
I bring the parasites.
Go ahead, doctor.
Internationally, oral fecal transmission of disease is one of the leading means of disease transmission.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
But where at? Africa? You can say it, Dr. Drew. You're amongst friends.
I bet fucking Skank Festival butt is up there.
Skank Fest butt.
Skank Fest butt is rough.
It's 105 rough. Today out there in the desert sun.
It's rough.
I always wonder about hepatitis. And I'm clean. I don't have hepatitis, ladies, just so you know.
Hepatitis A, you'd get that way.
What is the difference?
They're different.
If they said I had hepatitis A, B, or C, I would be
fucking
really
bummed.
One's from
butt fucking Pam Anderson. The other one's from shit.
Dr. Drew, tell me if I'm right about this. I think if you get hepatitis C, you got to go to summer school and then complete hepatitis again in the fall. But if you... Yes.
Remedial hepatitis.
That was a great Dave joke, folks. A solid joke.
I don't appreciate that Lewis had to tell you how great that joke was.
It was a great joke.
No, because they were all...
retards.
No, Dave, they were all busy doing this. The writing... And then they react.
So anyway, look, we're going to put this gun in my ass tomorrow, and that's going to happen, and I've made my peace with it. But is there, and I really want to know this, is there, if you examine my asshole right now, and I'm going to try to convince you to do this on today's show, and if you won't do it, I'll convince Sam to do it. I got to be honest with you.
Let Sam do it.
You Sam has giant fingers like Andre the Giant.
Can I make a comedic recommendation to you?
Please.
Either don't do it, because that's kind of, you're putting a rubber thing up your ass.
Not
it's a toy feel gun. It, feel it's a fake gun.
Too late, dude.
I mean, it's probably got metal inside. Yeah. But this is a toy gun. Or put a real gun up your ass.
Yeah.
Does anybody have a real gun on them?
Seriously. Yeah.
This is Vegas. We can.
Yeah. Point it at me.
I think.
Point it at us.
Listen, hold on. Just as a friend, and I don't. I know this could be dark if this is the clip that goes viral after you die. But I don't. I want you to live and survive.
Yeah.
But if you did it with a loaded gun, I think that would be pretty mega.
That'd be fucking badass.
Pretty badass.
Dude, there's a place on the strip where we can get like one of those fucking chain machine guns and just shove it into my asshole, all six barrels. Just
a Gatling gun. Yeah.
A Gatling. Yeah.
You're gonna come so hard, Lewis.
The dig on us is that's the dig on us, dude, is that we're going soft, we're older, we're fathers. Lewis, I think you get to put a loaded gun up your ass tomorrow.
If we can, and I mean this, dude, I would let you put a loaded gun in my ass with the safety on for the bit.
Okay, hold on. Hear me out. Yeah. Hear me out. We put a real gun in your ass, but it's not loaded, and then you swallow a bullet.
For the picture.
We see if that loads the gun. America, everybody, come on.
I love it.
I just want to point out that that was another great joke by Dave Smith.
All right, come on. Don't give me too much. It's a gun in your ass, swallow a bullet. Dr. Drew, in your medical opinion, would that work?
No.
Dr. Drew, what's the worst thing that could happen? All right, let's just say...
Are there statistics to cover that?
That's not the worst thing.
Dr. Drew, can you get disbarred from medicine? Is that what they call it? No. But could you...
I think they give you another degree in gunsmithing.
For being here right now and witnessing the gun going into my asshole, knowing how dangerous this is, could you have your medical license revoked?
I would think so.
You think so?
Sure.
Are you still a real doctor? No.
Yeah.
No practice.
You still have a real license? Practice medicine?
Every day.
You can go practice medicine tomorrow.
I do every day.
I didn't realize Dr. Drew is a fucking liar. Weird.
Yeah. He's on call, man.
He's a TV doctor. We all know this.
No, it's just, listen, you doctor every day, Dr. Drew. It's just more fun. It's like, oh, shit, one of the Olsen twins is like puking again or something. You go, yeah.
Are you a celebrity doctor?
I'll be right with you.
Do celebs go to Dr. Drew for treatment?
What?
Have you ever heard of Dr. Drew?
Of course, but does he have celebrity patients?
Oh, yeah. I don't like taking care of celebrities if I can avoid it.
Can you
just
tell us their medical information?
Shit. There's got to be one patient you can give us some info on right now. Come on.
Anne Heche.
Dr. Drew?
Yeah. Anne Heche.
That's all public.
Well, yeah. What happened to Anne Heche?
I know. It's bad, right?
Tell us,
driving fast.
Rick Moranis has soft bones. Something. Give me something to work with.
So, Dr. Drew, what is the worst thing that could happen if he shoves this gun into my asshole?
You could perforate your colon.
I could, Jay.
What?
You're gonna perforate my colon? Wait, perforate like a perforated sheet of paper? Like you draw little dots into my colon like that?
No,
and rip it easily.
Dr. Drew,
blow through the wall of the colon and have to go get a surgery.
Oh, don't turn me on now, Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew, how far up do I get? Now I know he's not gonna enjoy it. But how far in where he does start to enjoy it again? Where's that prostate going to hit on the bad boy right there?
The prostate's going to get it right away.
Right away?
Yeah, but as you move it up...
The prostate's right there?
It goes like this. It has an S.
I got to talk to Christine.
It's on the outside for some guys.
Wait a minute. When I wipe my asshole, I'm playing with my prostate, technically?
You're getting close.
Yeah, I go in there a little bit.
Oh, no.
You're just missing, probably.
I don't know, dude. I go in there. Maybe that's why I clean my ass so well.
I'm prostate massage.
Do you use wet hotel towels and leave them on the floor at Circa Hotel?
Today? I do that. Dude, sometimes if I have a dirty ass, I'll like wipe my, and then I see the brown on the towel, and I just throw it on the floor.
What? Yeah, you've gotten to towel with dirty ass that still shows brown?
Yeah.
That's outlandish. Yeah.
You have a long day? If I wipe my ass with a white towel right now, it would definitely have a little
Shut up, dude. You're lying.
I damn near guarantee it. Dude, give me a wet, warm towel.
You're asking Dr. Drew to finger your ass on the show.
I want
to
clean it before Dr. Drew fingers it.
If there's brown on this dude, I quit.
If there's brown, lie down.
Cleaning ladies love that joke. They think it's mad funny. Yeah.
If it's black, fight back.
That's what they man. Said. Is someone getting a white towel? That's what I assume was that. There's paper towels right there.
No, I mean, I would. I'm not gonna wipe my asshole on the show.
Because there's gonna be brown on it?
There might be, dude. I would want it to be wet, though.
I don't know.
Relax. Calm down, dude. Relax. I'm telling you right now, there's definitely gonna be brown.
Come on, brown?
All day, dude. I took a shit earlier. Who knows how good I wiped?
But why does brown happen still?
Because shit is brown, dude.
Yeah, this is where shit comes from, Jay. I guarantee you there's going to be someone in the audience
Sam,
that wants to keep
Sam,
it.
Sam, if you wiped your ass right now, would there be any brown?
Yeah.
Goddamn right.
What do you
Nick,
think?
If you wipe your ass right now, would there be any brown?
I would pull a handful of soaking wet diarrhea out of my ass right now if I wiped my ass.
Jay, is your asshole clean right now?
Jay's,
I bet. Dr. Drew, you're a doctor. If you've been in the sun all day, if you wiped your ass with a wet paper towel, warm wet paper towel, would there be a little brown on it?
Potentially.
Potentially. Yeah. Stop I looking have, at me like I'm a piece of
dude,
shit.
Dude, wow. My asshole's cleaner than Dr. Drew's. I don't need a YouTube plaque when I know that.
By the way, to clarify, Sam, to your question, I would never be that confident speaking about my own asshole. But speaking about Jay's asshole... It's perfectly clean right
Jay,
now.
We did this test, by the way. We did this almost this exact this, bit.
Long, I believe you.
Maybe 9 years ago we did this bit, and Jay was like, I can go a knuckle deep into my asshole and not touch any brown. And he went into the bathroom. You wrapped toilet paper around your finger? And I witnessed it. Ladies. I had to witness it for the podcast. And he fingered his own asshole in front of me until the second knuckle, pulled it out. It was whiter than when it went in.
It cleaned the paper towel, bleached it.
It came out cleaner. It was fucking crazy.
That's how clean it is. So for
He's
years,
the one.
So, yes.
Here's the elevator pitch, Dr. Drew. You take a ring pop out of the package. You bury it in my shitter. You give it a good twist and turn. You pull it out. You eat it. No medical problems whatsoever.
Probably true.
But you have to go 1, 2, 3. And then
maybe one of them hepatitis or whatever.
Yeah, dude, whatever. So I can't get hepatitis from eating asshole.
You're thinking
you're gonna get throat
cancer.
Worried
about hepatitis.
Am I worried about? Lewis. Yes. Every time
you
I put my
had hepatitis Lewis. A vaccine.
Yeah, Lewis. Right. Maybe if you were like a snake who can suck his own asshole,
bro.
But...
You're gonna get for real. You're gonna get throat cancer if you keep doing that. You're gonna end up like Val Kilmer or Michael Douglas.
I have a bit about specifically about being nervous about getting mouth cancer.
No, you gotta just stop doing it.
I gotta stop eating pussy altogether.
I mean, if it's a girl that's like clean and you trust her and you've been with her for a while, but not these hoes.
Just not random hookers?
Not random hookers.
No?
Hell no.
Don't go down on a random hooker, you're
no,
saying?
You gotta stop.
So here's the deal.
Stop. If a girl's gonna let you eat her ass first night, you're not meeting my mom.
Sam, not hold so on. I need a second opinion.
He's talking about HPV vaccine. HPV in your
In your throat. Mouth.
Yeah, which is easy to get. It's pretty ubiquitous. It's all over the place. It's why people get the vaccine.
But I smoke weed with thousands of Skanks fans every fucking year at Skankfest.
So you got
you
it,
You don't think
dude?
That that's more dangerous
You'll
than
have no
eating
symptoms. No
than
symptoms.
Eating some pussy?
You You'll might as no well symptoms. Lick a fucking whorehouse You're, floor, dude. You're
Dr.
good.
Dr. Drew, you were telling me backstage that 80% of African American women have HPV and herpes and they are asymptomatic, and you were talking about that quite a bit.
Yeah. I didn't mention it. What kind of people?
African American women?
All a lot of women have.
We're all the same. Everyone's the same.
A lot of women have.
Dr. Drew doesn't see color.
Well, that's not what he was saying backstage, but I understand. I was like, this is a bit much, actually, just from people's perspective.
You freaked out Sam Hyde.
Dr. Drew, you gotta chill.
Sam's like, can you stop being so racist?
So throat, you wouldn't know it if you had gonorrhea or HPV.
You wouldn't know it.
You wouldn't know it.
Really?
Not until you got your... Shit. Gonorrhea until you give it to somebody else, HPV until you got the cancer.
You can hawk to us, someone some gonorrhea?
Question, how much throat cancer is from putting a dirty dick or a dirty pussy in your mouth? how mouth.
You put the pussy in your mouth?
How many ounces of throat cancer?
You're doing it wrong,
dude. If it's a three-dimensional pussy, if it's sort of got a puff to it.
It's become very common.
It's very common.
Yeah.
So you're saying eating pussy is more common for getting cancer than smoking cigarettes right now?
No, I didn't say that. But if you smoke cigarettes and eat pussy, that really increases
your risk. That you're a badass,
buddy. Then I'm already dead, dog.
Hell yeah. Highway to hell, baby.
Call me the Ghost Rider.
Hell yeah.
Is that Stays eating that pussy? No, Stays smoking cigarettes.
Hell yeah.
So you should, if you're gonna do, you just choose one.
Choose one. Best stay with pussy.
Wow.
That's your best bet, by far.
Please tell me we got that clean.
But alcohol also contributes to the risk.
I just stopped drinking alcohol and I started drinking at Skankfest again. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I haven't drank in months, and here I am at Skankfest getting hammered.
I see Dr. I'm a good Drew, friend, didn't even notice.
What alternatives to pussy would you recommend?
What type?
You said stay away from pussy. What would you recommend as an alternative?
Dr. Drew, is there like a Zin for pussy? You can like put it in your lip instead of smoking it?
The pussy-flavored nicotine pouch.
Smells like a hockey glove.
Pussy-flavored cigarettes.
So you're asking, what's the pussy Suboxone?
It's probably yogurt. It's probably yogurt.
Pussy Suboxone is yogurt. That's a good bit, guys. Folks, that's a good bit.
Hey, while we have a lull, can we give a shout out to Chris Rogers fucking throwing down that badass art all week, dude?
Chris Rogers, the fucking man. Go buy Chris Rogers art while you're here, guys.
He does make good portraits.
He does. He's fucking awesome, man. Check out his
shit. I don't care for this Big J one.
You son of a bitch. Chris Rogers art, dude. Check him out of Austin, Texas, dude. He fucking rules.
And Chris, you're selling a lot of this art here, right? So people could buy the art. Yeah, guys, buy a fucking painting. Put it on your wall. That's not gay at all. if you have a picture of me on your wall, kill yourself. And I mean that. I really mean that, guys. Actually, fuck you. Don't unalive yourself. Kill yourself. Eat a bullet.
Dr. Drew, in your medical opinion, what's better, having a picture of Lewis on your wall or eating crackhead pussy?
So Lewis on the wall, thank you, or eating pussy and eating crack?
No. Crackhead pussy. She's eating the crack.
Oh, yeah. A pussy attached to a crackhead.
Yeah.
Crackhead pussy. I think you're better off with the picture of Lewis on the wall.
Same. There you go.
I want to talk to another doctor.
Dave, the science is in, dude. You got the doctor.
Dr. Drew, can we give the fans here, because we've been having a lot of people having medical issues. I've been hearing medical emergencies so much on these fucking headsets because people keep on fucking passing out here at Skankfest. So maybe let's give them some good medical advice on how to not do that at Skankfest.
How not to pass out?
How to not pass out. What do you think?
Adequate fluids. Don't get overheated.
Ladies, I got some fluid for you right here. Hey.
But a lot of it could be alcohol, too. Alcohol will drop your blood pressure a little bit sometimes, some people.
So you're telling everyone, stop drinking.
Stop drinking and stop partying and having fun.
Obviously not going to happen here. Just you're asking.
Fuck you, Dr. Drew. Don't tell us to stop fucking partying.
Hey, but we can't all eat each other's asses safely. Yeah. Dr. Drew.
Dr.
Drew.
Dr.
Drew. Co-signed by Dr. Drew.
Can we get Dr. Drew a pair of plastic gloves, please?
Hey, but last year all the passing out was from the fucking vaccine boosters.
That's true.
Because that was causing...
Now you're trying to get on Sam Hyde's good side. Look at him.
Yeah,
that was basically sucking up to Sam Hyde right now.
Okay, that was causing these major fluctuations in blood pressure in a lot of people.
Yeah. Dr. Drew, do you get sexy-ass groupies following you around?
Do I have?
Yeah. Oh, you're married.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dr. Drew's actually...
Cheat. Can I tell him what I saw today?
Do you cheat a lot?
Oh, yeah.
I got on the elevator with Dr. Drew today. I didn't say what's up to him. He had five hot broads with him. I'm not shitting you. I was like, man, Dr. Drew's about to go pound five hot smoking ass pussies right now. And I'm not talking sixes or sevens, eights, nines, five tens. That's 50 points of pussy that he was taking up to his room with him.
Hell yeah.
Good for you, bro. I know there was nothing nefarious going on, but... Good for you. I've never been in an elevator with five girls that were coming to my hotel room, I'll tell you that.
Dr. Drew.
Or crack whores from the fucking Fremont Street.
I love how this show is just all going, Dr. Drew, I have another question for you.
I guess so. Well, no, that brought up a question I did want to know. What was the most flattering
What would you guys do with this show if I wasn't sitting here?
We don't know.
What would this show have been about?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It'd be a bunch of children with no grown-up. But since you're here, but since you're here, we're all like, Dr. Drew, am I allowed to eat butt in an elevator? Am I Dr. Drew?
Dr. Drew? Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew. If I suck the guy's dick once, am I gay? Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew, by medical science, does that make it official? I didn't hate it.
Dr. Drew.
No, I wanted to ask you, what's the most flattered you've been hit on by a celebrity? Because here's the thing. I wonder, in moments of desperation, they go, Dr. Drew, let me leave this rehab. I'll suck your dick. My name's Farrah Fawcett.
You mean to get out of rehab?
Yeah, you know, whatever. Just, you know, throwing it to you for whatever.
No, I'm not anything weird like that happened.
No one.
Yeah,
no.
But you asked to get out of rehab, so you do have a story.
No, anybody sucked your dick to get into that rehab, you all, son of a bitch? Who was it? Sizemore? I knew it was Sizemore.
No, if there
they sucked your dick to get into rehab, you are a boss, dude. Yeah, dude.
That is quite the rehab facility.
Dr. Drew's rehab. They're sucking dicks to get in the door.
Trademark,
you have to buy it for me if you use it.
I had a staff member do something weird to me.
I had a staff infection once.
You know what?
Huh?
Don't tell him that before he fingers your ass.
Wait, so you had a staff member throw it at you?
Yeah.
What happened?
I told her, I'm not doing that. I don't do it.
Too ethical. Was she hot? Was she hot?
Yeah.
She was young.
Yeah?
Toit.
What?
Toit.
No, wait, dude. Dr. Drew, you got your dick sucked over a surgery. Now, an open surgery.
What, I'm sorry, what Lewis means medically speaking is tight.
Tight, okay.
Toit.
Tight.
But he says it toit. Yeah,
for Puerto Rican for tight.
Yeah, she's pretty toit. So how old was she?
40, 35, 40.
That's not young, Dr. Drew. Do you know what young means?
The fuck?
40, this old bitch was hitting on you? Yeah, I get it, doctor. You turn her down. Be like, get away 40, from me, grandma.
I like how your eyelids get heavy when you say toy because you're imagining it.
She was celebrating being a Puerto Rican great-grandmother.
Shit. Dr. Drew, by the way, he does a lot of advertisements. And I, after 5 seconds, I click skip. But you must be rolling in the fucking dough with all the advertisements on YouTube that I see where Dr. Drew's like, hey, you, stop what you're doing right now if you're fat. And I'm like, click, skip.
Dr. Drew, are you rich?
I'm okay. I'm not rich.
Baby. I knew Dr. Drew was
Dr.
rich.
Dr. Drew, what's your net worth? Tell us. Come on. Be one of us.
Be specific.
Where am I?
Please, come on. No, for real.
24 million. North or south, 24 million.
Dr. Drew, would you please disclose your entire financials to us?
Yeah, how many properties do you own, Dr. Drew? Tell Nick. He loves that.
Yeah, come on, man. What are you got running back there?
All right, everyone, come on. He's our friend. Stop making Dr. Drew feel so uncomfortable. We're not asking you all these questions.
He loves talking about his money. Trust me. On the elevator, he was like, listen, when I get you broads up there, I'm going to show you my fucking 203Cs. I'm going to blow you girls away. And honestly, they were gushing. They were like, good God!
I thought we were just going to ask him fun medical questions like, can Lewis eat ass on Fremont Street? But
it's the most famous doctor of all time. We got to know details.
Are you the most famous doctor of all time?
Fuck if I know.
Name a doctor more famous than you right now.
Dr. Mengele?
Phil.
Dr.
Oz.
Phil?
Oz.
Fuck Dr. Phil, right? Fuck Dr. Phil. Fuck Dr. Phil.
Oh, I wait.
Fuck Dr. Phil.
I got one better,
fuck
though.
Dr.
Fuck Dr. Phil's good, but clearly then he's more famous and better than Dr. Martin Luther King. Fuck Dr. King.
Martin Luther King.
Fuck Dr. King. Fuck Dr. King.
Dr. Drew, say fuck Dr. King.
Fuck Dr. William Cosby. Fuck Dr. William Cosby. Fuck Dr.
Sorry, Jay. We were talking about real doctors. Why don't you throw Jill Biden in
there
that list?
In my opinion, guys, Dr. Drew's bigger than Rosa Parks.
Do you respect Dr. Dre?
Oh yeah,
you do.
Not as
why
a, he's not a physician, but
because he's one letter off. People probably go to him all the time thinking it's you.
No, they come to me all the time thinking I'm him. Yeah. on X and stuff. Yeah.
That's good.
This is like an exercise in humiliation.
No, it's great, Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew, you're the man.
Yeah, we love you, dude. This is not humiliation. We're trying to learn from you.
Oh yeah, I know.
Every year you come, I can't believe it. I'm blown away.
Now, listen, Dr. Drew has been one of the best guests of Legion of Skanks in the history of Legion of Skanks. Last year, on this very stage, he was here in debatably the greatest moment in Legion of Skanks history when we had Roseanne, battle the Insane Clown Posse. I don't remember exactly what happened, but it was pretty incredible.
It was dope.
Tony was up here. Tony Hinchcliffe was up
That's
here.
That's right. Tony was here. Dr. Drew is here. He's who we learn from, okay?
If it's a learning experience. In fact, if you guys have medical questions that you want to know, I will answer them, and Dr. Drew can let you know how close I was.
All right.
What'd you say, sir? Why does whose pussy stink? What does ass pussy stink? Never mind. We're never going to the audience again anything.
Why do some pussies smell like fish and others smell like a hockey glove?
Why does some pussy smell like fish and why does some smell like a hockey glove? Yeah, like so why does some smell like a sweaty smells. Hockey glove and why does it smell like a bass?
Everybody's unique in their smell, right? There's a lot of different kinds of bacteria and there's a complicated ecosystem there.
A biome.
Biome. And some people can have an overgrowth.
If some girl just described her cunt as an ecosystem, that would make me puke. Are you out of your fucking mind?
It's a wonderful ecosystem of life.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I heard like a dozen female comics do that this festival.
I have an ecosystem between my legs. Thank you, Alex.
All right.
We need lube.
Fine.
We need lube.
We need lube, Alex. We need a lubrication.
No, I got you.
Oh, come on, dude. I do have a ton of coconut oil in my room. Coconut oil is my go-to lube.
Sure.
I have a great question for you.
All right.
If I use cheap lube to jerk off with like canola oil, can it make my dick feel like it's almost like choking, like it's going like...
Seed oils are terrible for you. You shouldn't put that on your dick.
I was jerking off with canola oil corn oil.
No,
I switched to cold-pressed coconut oil.
That stuff is like an industrial byproduct. Any food you buy on the package, if it says sunflower seed oil, canola oil, palm oil, any type of oil...
Or everybody's favorite grapeseed oil.
Don't eat that seed. Shit. If it's got some type of oil in it, don't eat it. It's not food. It's
He's right.
Poison.
Tallow butter. Those are your best.
I can only come with rapeseed oil.
Beef fat. You should be cranking your dick to beef fat.
Tallow.
Sounds cool, too.
Dr. Drew, you know about seed oils?
Oh, yeah.
If in my testosterone supplement, if the medium that it's suspended in is rapeseed oil, is that bad?
Rapeseed oil?
Or grapeseed oil. Whichever one they would use.
If the injectable is suspended.
Yes.
In grapeseed oil.
Or rapes. I think it might be rapeseed
oil. They drop
rapeseed oil.
It's rapeseed oil. Now,
I don't oil. I don't know the nature of the oil. And you're talking about testosterone cyprinate, right?
Yes.
The oils, I don't know what
it's not. Is it absorbed like the same way that if you eat it, it's absorbed?
I don't know the answer to that, actually. It's a good question.
Will you hit me up on Twitter and let me know?
I will.
Okay.
Let's get a finger up.
Don't jump into it, dickhead. We're going to talk about what the process is, what he's looking for. Dr. Drew, can I say this? Oh, they're having a real conversation right now.
Yes.
Dr. Drew,
can I mean this? Because I'm a massive hypochondriac. Right?
I noticed.
So I have a thing on my asshole currently.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what it is.
So I'm going to see that too.
Maybe. It's kind of at the top, and it almost hurts, and I've convinced myself that it's like an old hemorrhoid that's just kind of sitting
there.
My guess is that it's his twin that was never born.
I know what it is.
And now it's back for revenge because the parents chose him.
It could be a tag. Like this, you get these
Can
tags
I say,
back there.
If you find something in my asshole... I just need you to not say anything right now. I can't ruin my skank fest with you finding something in my asshole. I need you to just simply...
Why are we doing this, then?
I don't know. I just want you to finger my asshole, Dr.
Drew.
Dr. Drew,
you can do this. Ooh. All right.
No, but if
Wait,
you fi-
Lewis.
If you,
you
find...
Can't, we're, you're telling Dr. Drew to not deliver his results on the podcast?
Can you wait till Monday to deliver your results?
That would be medical fraud, Lewis.
I know what you have. I had it.
Oh, my God. What is this?
That's me getting the same thing you're getting cut off your ass out of my ass.
Oh, my God, dude.
This is it.
Is that there on the top?
No, it's cool. I had it. Don't worry.
It's a tag.
Guys, pass us around, please.
Yeah, yeah. No.
It's like a fibroma, right?
Yeah, it was a fun little fibroma I got rid of. That's my real ass. I was giving a cool, gnarly thumbs up when I was getting the thing cut off my asshole.
What's a fibroma?
It's a growth.
The doctor thought that was funny, right?
It hurts a little bit slightly, but not really. It's kind of fine.
Hurt.
It's kind of fine. I've been ignoring it for a few years. Is that okay?
It's probably a hemorrhoid. You're probably right.
What is a fibroma, dude? Ah, oh, fuck.
It's from brewer's yeast.
Fibroma is just it's fibrous growth. That's all.
I probably don't have some sort of ass cancer, right?
No. Well, you know, the HPV back there causes cancer, too.
I've never had anything go in my asshole except, like, two different Asian women's fingers.
Well, a gun once.
At the same time.
A duck hunt gun?
Okay, fine. One duck hunt gun, but they shaved off the tip, so I'm good.
Asian women are clean and pure.
That's not true. Asian women are fucking disgusting.
They're clean and pure.
They're a disgusting culture. They're dirty, dude.
Did you get the HPV vaccine?
No, guys have the HPV vaccine.
Yes.
That'll give you cancer.
All right, listen.
Yeah. That'll give you fucking cancer,
Dr. Drew, if you're going to stick a finger in Lewis's butt, you should be prepared for a... It's like a moving your couch type situation.
Yeah.
All right? You don't know what you're going to find back there. Yeah. I mean, there's going to be some
stuff. Dave calls it that because he calls my ass his love seat.
A poem he wrote to Kim Congdon.
Lewis.
It's a good joke. His love seat.
What the fuck happened to this crowd, huh?
That was tired. Great. 105 degrees today, I feel, this crowd. Dude.
This is actually the best fucking podcast crowd we've ever had at this theater. This room usually sucks for podcasts. This room sucks dick for podcasts usually, and we're crushing it right now.
There's a Walgreens right across from the entrance to this whole complex.
Do you think that the woman behind the counter will do this to my asshole instead?
No, I wanted to get some water-based lube there.
Guys, we need a water-based lubricant.
No, come on, dude. Raw dog.
There's got to be some fucking whore in the crowd that's got a pile of it in her purse.
Is this a water-based lubricant?
Wow.
Just use both gloves.
Oh, that's not what flavored. I
expected. Oh, good. So, Lewis.
This is not a lubricant. This is rattlesnake oil. It's CBD-infused topical ointment.
Lewis, in case you want to suck his fingers when he's done.
Does nobody have a lube here? This crowd, really? You think you can get pussies wet? That's crazy.
No, dude. These guys fucking dog it. Spit, dude. This is America. You don't spend no goddamn hard-earned American dollars on some bullshit. Dave, do me a favor. Play the flute behind me. We don't spend our hard-earned American. Build your own roads and spit your own fucking holes.
I will tell you right now, if there's anybody that's going to spit in my asshole, I would let it be Dr. Drew.
No,
Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew, you should take that as a really, that's awesome he said that.
It would be my pleasure, Dr. Drew.
Okay, now that's beautiful.
That was nice.
I know you're going to make it dirty.
3 years ago, Segura was out, and I sat in for him on Two Bears, One Cave, and Bert Kreischer said, "Oh, Drew, I'm so glad it's you here in the middle of the pandemic." He goes, "You could just spit in my mouth. I trust you so much." 2 days later, I had COVID.
No.
Oh. Really?
Wait, you spit in his mouth and the COVID went up your spit stream in your mouth like those fish that can climb up your pee stream?
South American?
Yeah, dude. That's a real
thing. I swear to God, I thought that sentence was going to start with 3 years ago. I would have spit in Lewis's asshole.
What's that rumbling sound?
I know, the train's taking off.
It's our hearts.
Yeah. What is that? What is going on downstairs? Oh, it's goddamn Comedy Jam probably, right?
Yeah.
They're warming up.
Oh, midget wrestling.
Midget wrestling.
The feeling of midget wrestling.
There's a national firm you can hire midget wrestlers for anywhere. It's like $2,000, and they'll come to you like immediately.
Suitcases?
I don't know.
Little cases.
Probably.
We were gonna hire midget wrestlers to entertain the crowd here, and we ended up not doing it. But we were gonna make them dress up like us. They were gonna have Little Jay Oakerson. we were gonna have Ralph Button.
I would have loved that.
Yeah, Little Jay Gomez.
Just a little.
Dave Smidge. That was a whole bit we had planned, and it didn't work out. It was going to be too much money. We didn't give a shit.
These midgets are looking for real people money.
I did see the other day as I was walking up to the festival, and they were like, "We got midget wrestling going on downstairs. Did any of you guys see that?" Which was a pretty... You're fucking counter-programming us with midget wrestling? You studied this demo. All right, good for you.
We should have paid them what they asked for, but we should have held it up here.
By the way, they are doing midget wrestling downstairs, but if you're asking what's shaking the building, that's probably not it.
The fact that they can call it midget wrestling, isn't that like offensive? Isn't it supposed to be little person wrestling?
They don't call it midget wrestling. We are now.
Are we?
No, Jay. You, sir, are incorrect. The promoter called it midget wrestling. I had that exact feeling. I went, is that the politically correct term?
He's like, yeah, do they want to be treated like pieces of shit?
I kept walking. I walked past a little woman, and she was going, as I walked past her, midget wrestling,
yeah, but they can
loud.
Say it. It's like they...
N-words welcome.
What do they call it if it's a black midget?
I was a couple feet behind you, Dave, and right after you walked by her, she was like, let me suck your cock, Dave Smith. You missed that part.
I think you know what they call a black midget.
Yeah.
The same thing they call a black astronaut?
Dr. Drew knows what they call a black midget.
Dr. Drew, what do they call a black midget? You know it.
What do they call it?
What do you call a black guy that flies an airplane, Dr. Drew? A pilot, you racist. What is wrong with you, Dr. Drew?
That's I like you guys draw the line at midget. That's too offensive for you three.
Dr. Drew, what's the worst possible thing you could find with this test of Lewis's ass?
In Lewis's ass?
Yeah, with that finger test, what's the worst you could find out?
I mean, if I'm not going to be, we normally would test for blood. We could even test for cancer.
Really?
What can you do with your finger? What can your finger, when you
really,
put it in,
when I'm,
you know, it's like when you test like which way the wind is blowing. Is that it?
We don't use the digital rectal exam so much anymore.
We don't do it. We're doing an old school thing here. We're throwing it back right now.
Can it tell if he's left something up there?
But the main thing I'm looking for is prostate cancer.
Nice.
You can feel it. You'd be like, that's cancer.
I can feel evidence. Yeah.
Like how a dog smells it. Do you have to smell your finger?
No.
Do you smile when you feel cancer?
The prostate cancer rattlesnake, Lewis J. Gomez.
I laugh maniacally.
Sorry, motherfucker.
What does cancer feel like when you feel it in the asshole?
It feels like a firm lump.
Nice.
Could it be on the outside toward the top of the asshole?
You got to go in kind of deep and get around the top of the prostate to make sure you're sweeping all the way
across. So you're going to go around my prostate and finger it a little bit. You're going to really get in there.
Dr.
Drew, would you feel weird if I started coming everywhere?
Yes, I would.
It's completely natural from those two movies I saw in comedies that did that.
Just like fountain jizzing everywhere, all over the front row.
Dr. Drew, did you even see Road Trip?
I would not judge.
Is this guy a doctor?
You should take vitamin D tonight and shoot ropes tomorrow. That'd be so cool if your cum was huge.
Dr. Drew, have you ever had a man cum when you fingered his asshole?
I have not.
I thought you were going to say
that. Why did you nod yes when you said no? He went, no, is this never.
Is this going to be the first?
But nobody's ever asked you that question before.
And no one's ever
asked. So you're saying I am delightfully unique.
Oh, of course.
Thank you. Mm. Have you ever thought a guy was going to come, though? Have you stopped because you're like, all right, I get this guy's going to come. Let me stop.
No.
Okay.
I do what I got to do.
Dr. Drew, has a patient ever fallen in love with you after one of these exams?
Kevin Spacey did.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Dr. Drew, documented.
Don't expect to like it, Lewis.
Dr. Drew, have you ever given one of these exams and the guy looked back at you and tried to kiss you, like open mouth?
Oh, shit. After you do this, can you tell Lewis if his asshole's better than you having a list of celebrities who had worse assholes than him?
Yeah.
Can you? That's okay. I'll accept that. That is definitely above board in terms of doctor-patient confidentiality.
Thank you.
Let me know.
What he's saying is he doesn't want to be compared to anybody in public.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Here we go.
Dr. Drew.
This is...
What is this?
It's a cream.
Oh, it's Eucerin. That's good. That's good brand.
This is not... Lube, you idiot. It's a fucking hand cream.
It would work, but it could irritate
Alex. That'll tear his ass apart.
Alex, that's enough hilarious ideas.
Alex shows up.
You need like...
She has TJ Miller's hot sauce. She's like...
Yeah. She goes, here's some Ajax.
Comet.
Alex, I'm trying to hurt my asshole, you fucking psycho.
Oh, maybe low-grit sandpaper?
Plain old KY. KY jelly.
That's gay as fuck, dude. You're not putting KY jelly in my asshole.
Yeah, he is, dude.
Get a more medical style lubricant, okay?
That's the most medicalist.
You have to get like one of like ones that are like what? It's
KY.
Like
KY.
Yeah, Black Rifle Coffee specifically for straight men ass play.
Oh yeah, it's like
they make a lube. It's caffeinated. It's
oh, I want to get a brand like Slick Noodle Lube or some shit like that.
Yeah, dude, just something fucking normal. What a straight guy would do. What would a straight guy use to lube his asshole?
Black Rifle Coffee.
Operator.
Jocko Operator Lube.
Oh, fuck me. We got to find lube. This is going to be the finale of the show. Dr.
Lewis, you're already lubed enough.
Don't be an asshole. I'm not lubed enough. That's shit water.
Oh.
That's what we call Vegas lube. Shit water.
Dr. Drew, here's what I'm saying, though. If you find cancer in my asshole, you can't tell me. I'm just going to ruin the rest of my skank fest.
Are there any other topics lined up?
Nope.
That's what I was wondering.
It's pretty much, no. It's pretty much just
you got something? Bring it, please.
We got 20 minutes left in the show. We're just doing this, I promise you.
Let's talk about seed oil.
Sam, fuck you, dude. You think you're better than us because you don't want to talk about my asshole for an hour?
Well, I mean, it's just kind of, it's a long time.
Oh, Sam, yeah, I guess you had something so great to do the rest of this night with your time than to sit here in a slow, fucking gratuitous build-up to Lewis getting his fucking ass fingered by Dr. Drew?
You should use seed oil to finger your ass.
Question. This is a great question.
Okay.
Could you imagine you were like somebody was like in like a deep like bunker.
You
couldn't get a bunker. Or like some sort of like mine that they got caught in.
Yeah.
And you were like on a headset and you were talking to another guy and you had to describe to him how to check this guy's asshole for cancer. Could you teach Dave or Jay
to go into
my asshole?
If you were like, could you give us a thing where you're like, you see the blue wire?
Yes.
It's like, I'm going to cut the blue wire. Yes. You're like, don't cut the blue wire. No.
I have to tell you, having Dave put his finger up your ass is much more appealing to me than me doing it.
So I'll finger Lewis's ass.
Answer is,
dude,
absolutely.
I swear to
Dr.
God,
Drew, you kinky son of a bitch.
Dr.
Absolutely.
Drew, if you
jeez,
can,
dude, take it easy.
Hold on. Let's take it to a whole next level. Now imagine instead of you like being the voice in my ear while I put the finger in Lewis's ass, you're the voice in my ear while I'm the voice in your ear, and you're still fingering Lewis's ass. But you have to tell me so that I can then retell you how to do it.
Yeah.
Does that not medically add up?
It's like Inception.
I'm not following, but I'm willing to do it.
Me neither, but I'm not going to do it.
This guy doesn't watch Kubrick.
All right, Jay, do you want to be the bomb-diffusing dog?
I'll finger your ass and see if I can figure it out.
No, your fingers are too fat, dude.
What?
Sam
Come on,
has
dude.
Too big of fingers.
That's not even true.
Nick has too big of fingers. Dave is the only person here with thin Jew-like fingers that I would let slide.
No,
into
you don't
my
want
asshole.
Those. Yeah, you're going to feel every knuckle on those. I have a nice, like a nice cone shape. Like I'm stretched
yeah,
the air.
Oh, yeah, I got these thin Jew fingers till they all gang together and start bombing Palestine. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, dude. USA, USA, USA. I think it's our bombs. I don't pay attention to the news, but I'm pretty sure it's our bombs.
It is.
You could find some money up there.
Dr. Drew, what would you do if you fingered my asshole and you pulled out a $100 bill? Would you lose your mind?
Yes.
Oh, like dude, Coke magic never ends.
Yeah, if it starts raining coins.
Just 100 Sacagawea gold coins.
Yeah, yeah.
A coin bonanza.
Dave, there's $350 in Lewis's asshole.
Yeah, dude, it just starts spilling out of my asshole onto the floor like you just hit the lottery.
Yeah. Or it's like a bird skeleton.
What's the most money? What's the most money you found in an asshole?
None. Zero. No.
Oh.
Zero.
Surprising.
Let's do a little vaccine talk, shall we?
Sure, yeah.
Dying with anticipation to see Lewis get his finger.
Dude, we're going
to
end the show with it. Relax, dude. We can build this up
fucking,
a little bit
I'm
more.
Hyped.
I'm asking Dr. Drew medical questions.
Got you.
Go ahead. Still, I haven't had one, really.
Don't be that way, Dr. Drew. These are real questions. So if a patient came into you and had all these questions, you wouldn't answer them?
They wouldn't ask these questions.
Amanda Bynes asks you every single one of these questions.
Oh, dude. Is the hepatitis C vaccine made from Tommy Lee's cum? Go.
They wouldn't. A patient comes in and goes, I need you to check me for prostate. I know you don't do the DREs very much anymore, but how about if some coins fell out of my ass? Would you?
I thought it was a good question, Dr. Drew. Okay. Thanks for the judgment. Appreciate this. This is sort of a free speech comedy festival.
No, there's no stupid questions up here.
Yeah, dude.
I'm ready.
Just small minds.
So did we find the lube yet? We're just waiting for the lube.
We're really vamping for this lube.
We're not, this, by the way, this is the owner of Zia Extraordinary Farms.
I swear it's safe, he's yelling.
This guy with a white flat-brimmed hat on says it's mad safe. Dr. Drew, what do you think about that?
That guy's standing
on a longboard.
This
guy looks like he sells surfboards.
Yeah.
You fingered your own asshole with Zia Extraordinary Farms?
Now, by the way, I don't know if this is real or not, but that's someone who's going to get ahead in business.
Yeah.
Right there,
yeah.
Okay?
Dr. Drew, can you walk this guy fingering his own ass?
I stand by my product.
That's a Yo Kratom moment.
It was.
Business minds leading the way.
Yeah, we need some lube, and then we'll get
Are we not going to have this guy finger his ass with that lube?
No, we're not going to use that lube. So you'll finger your own ass with this lube right now?
Hey, when you do this...
Hold on.
Is there going to be a condom on this thing?
We're going to use a condom, right?
No, I'm safe. I'm tested. No, we're good to go, dude. The industry tests every 30 days.
It's the only time I will use a condom is when that gun goes in my ass.
All right.
Why? What would happen? What are the risks of not using a condom with that gun?
I mean, it just looks
Tape burn.
And nasty. And if you do perforate your colon, you're going to have a lot of infected material.
More infection.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for. Yeah. But you think there's a chance I'm going to perforate my colon?
Yeah.
How much of a chance?
It depends. Who's Jay's putting this in?
Jay's putting this gun in my ass.
My goal is to make him involuntary cum.
If he is not gentle, it could easily happen.
I wouldn't do that to you, baby.
Jay. Jay. Now.
You don't got to worry about this guy, dude.
Once we get the
colon is like this. And so if you just keep pushing up, it's going to go through. You have to.
I get what he's saying. So Jay, push into it.
You have to do one of these.
You have to curve it.
Wiggle it a little.
Yeah.
Lewis, what I would like is maybe you push back into it a little bit. Be a power bottom.
No, when you put the gun in the ass, you can't just go fucking jam it in, dude.
No.
You have to jam it in and then go up a little bit and then go around that hump.
I'll follow your colon.
Or don't take that curve. Just kind of stop right there.
Or just stop right there. Fine, dude.
No. We're going to see what's on the other end of that fucking rainbow, dude. Yeah. I'm gonna find them coins you keep talking about.
You got to go in with like a real positive energy, like I feel sorry for your mother.
Yeah,
you know,
like Italian stuff, like mafia shit. While he's doing it, like, hey, fucking next time, keep your fucking mouth shut. That would look cool too, Jay.
Dr. Drew, if I was a family member of yours, would you advise me against this bit?
Yes.
You would say, don't let a guy who loves you put a gun up your ass.
I would say that.
With love?
Don't let a guest on the Skanks put his finger up your ass either.
Can I also say that gun is not that big compared to a penis. And girls and guys take penises regular in their ass.
Yeah, but their penises are not this rigid. But
you've never taken a Blue Chew, Dr. Drew. It'll get you rigid. What can Blue Chew do for me? Can it be bad?
The what?
Blue Chew?
Blue Chew.
Is it good for you? Is it healthy to take?
Is it good?
ED, I mean, goddammit, Dr. Drew definitely is sponsored by another dick pill because he went Blue Chew. The world's heard of Blue Chew. And Dr. Drew went, I'm not positive. What's that? Is that a medicine?
That's super dangerous.
But people, I always get worried people overutilize pharmaceutical agents, which we do a lot of in this country.
What do you mean?
And PDE5 inhibitors, which are
every great. Time I fuck a chick, I sneak off to the bathroom an hour before I go home and I pop a Blue Chew. Is that overusing it?
Yeah.
Would you recommend
how am I
going to
get my
XL?
Dick hard, Dr. Drew?
The fact that your dick's not getting hard needs to be worked up.
You're an asshole. Here we are, Dr. Drew, with your highfalutin fucking Dr. Jew attitude.
He didn't ask that, Drew.
I'm going to call you Dr. Jew from now on.
Let's talk about these things. Plus, it gives you relaxes the sphincter here, so you get reflux.
Dr. Drew, your sphincter is not here. Your sphincter is back
here. That's a different sphincter.
Where did you go to medical school in the Bahamas?
Dr. Drew,
this guy.
What do like
Heidi Fleiss trust you?
The gas station dick pills, like Rhino XL. What do those actually do?
They are sort of vasodilators, and they're stimulants of sorts. They're not really do much.
No, they make my dick hard a little bit, dude.
What's that?
In a pinch, I'll take like a Rhino XL.
Does it help?
Does it work?
Boss Rhino? Yeah, it's helped.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. In a pinch?
It's the Ohimbe, I think, they're really
Samurai 3500? That's not...
Where's the Ohimbe come from?
I think tree
If farm. The pill comes in a capsule that afterwards it looks like people are supposed to use it to keep coke in, should I not take that for a boner or what's the... No, medically...
Dr. Drew, how do you, you're like, how old are you, first of all?
66.
60, goddamn, you look great, Dr. Drew.
Thank you.
Wow.
And talk to me about this. How about this? We're going to reverse things here. I'm the doctor now.
Maybe you ought to listen to watch those tapes I put out. Maybe you can age healthy, too.
Those tapes that pay you a lot of money, Dr. Drew. I know what you're doing here.
This guy, 66 years old.
He looks great.
2 packs a day.
He's jacked. I bet his cock works like a fucking baseball bat.
It does. I saw him earlier on the elevator with 5 women. They were smiling ear to ear, and they were doing shit like this, like, oh, I'm gonna fuck the shit out of Dr. Drew. Can you believe? You turned around. You couldn't see, but behind your back, they were like, yo, we're going to fuck Dr. Drew tonight. All of us, 5 of us are going to fuck him. That was cool. I was jealous.
Damn, Dr. Drew, you are a pimp.
Dr. Drew is fucking nailing it. Do you have no issues with your cock?
No. And I have prostate cancer. I have my prostate out.
You had prostate cancer. They pulled your prostate out. So you have no asshole.
I have an asshole.
Dr. Drew has a big giant hole back there now.
What is that, what effects does that, what does that do, having your prostate taken out?
What does it do?
Yeah, how does it change your life at all?
You don't have fluid when you ejaculate anymore.
Oh, wow. Ever? You Never. Go back to ghost loads like when you were 12?
Ghost loads.
You don't have any fluid.
No fluid. The prostate is what produces.
What a disappointing facial that is.
Do you have to be more verbal? Like, this would be all over your tits. You would probably have to close your eyes or it would burn. Oh, my God. You used to be soaked. And you go, take a shower, bitch. Pretend with me. Write it out. Put a button on the scene, would you?
You throw a towel in her face for no reason.
Wait,
clean yourself
dumbass.
Up, you pig. Get my disappointing sweat off of you, you animal.
Oh, man, life without a prostate sucks. Lewis, you're about to find out.
Oh, fuck, oh, dude.
I hope you accidentally comes out by accident on your finger. Oh!
It just pops out like a...
It was already ready to come out. It's like a loose tooth.
Dr. Drew, can you do this? Can you do this like Baby Reindeer? Like the guy got raped. Can you just like go from behind while I lie on the floor and I cry? And you just start fingering my asshole?
If you
can
cry.
Can I lie on my belly?
Only
what
if
I'm
you
asking.
Cry. No.
What's the position that I need to be in?
It's sort of... bent over.
But lying on my back, legs up,
legs by
my ears.
No,
should you arch your back like a cat?
No.
Like this stuff?
Lean your elbows on this table.
And I bite the pillow face down, ass up.
Yeah, yeah.
Now.
Cry. And yeah. Cry. I need the crying.
Like
but
your
prostate is what produces... What's the matter, Dave? You okay?
Dave
I'm
loves
sorry,
this.
I just started getting the imagery of Lewis bent over the table. It was
he's gonna
lot.
Do it.
It was a lot for me.
Oh, now but Dave's gonna come. It's gonna come everywhere here tonight, guys.
Sorry,
but people
guys,
don't understand the
I haven't had my prostate removed, so I can still come. So,
no, you can still come, but you don't produce fluid. The prostate produces the fluid, not your testicles, not your balls. The prostate.
Is pee stored in the balls, Dr. Drew?
No, nothing is stored in the balls.
Nothing.
What are the balls for then?
For producing testosterone and processing the sperm cells
so they
can migrate up.
Oh, the whole myth of your jizz living in your balls, that's all bullshit.
Bullshit.
And did we put a man on the moon?
Holy shit.
Earth
what
baby
else?
Flat. Michelle Obama. But anyway. So
I just want to know.
Up is down, dude.
How long are these people taking to get our lube right now?
It's crazy. Lube. It's across the street.
How similar are ovaries?
Lube, 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 lube.
Oh, it's a girly brand. I like it.
Let me see. What's the brand? Let me see.
Is it the kind that's warm at first?
No, it's KY Jelly, established 1904, classic water-based personal lubricant, and a wipe that tush asshole wipe.
Oh, dude, if there's brown on that, Lewis, I'm going to hate you.
If there's brown, flush it down.
There will be brown on my finger if I do this.
There's
going to
be brown on your
finger.
You
for
can't
sure.
get every time.
That's how
Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew, with all the confidence in the world, said, listen to me. There's going to be shit on my finger when I'm down with you. Yeah.
Dr.
Don't
Drew?
Don't you worry.
I would bet you $100,000 you could figure my ass until your elbow. You're not
Jay,
coming out with any brown.
Let me ask you a question. Dr. Drew, are you dexterous enough to give me and Jay a prostate exam at the same time with double hands?
Oh, dude. Ski pole.
Cannot do
it. Dr. Drew.
That's called ski pulling.
That would be the best you could.
No.
You can't, you can't.
Yes,
go,
you can. Oh, they didn't teach you at your offshore medical school.
Would you at least agree that you're the only one who could?
You know how cool that would look,
He's
though?
The one.
Like, two of them at the same time.
On the ones and twos, dude? I'll think of the memes.
Dave,
wicked to wicked to wicked.
Do you have any trouble imagining those two?
Dr. Drew, and I really mean this, I really feel like if you really tried, you could give us both a prostate exam at the same time.
You know why not? Because I'm done 1,000. Because
you don't have any more fucking cum in your balls, faggot? Finger or assholes? Come on, Dr. Drew, stop being a bitch.
Oh, you're right-handed, so you're going to be like, I don't know, you might be dying, but I'm a righty.
It's because I've felt so many tumors with this one. This is where I know what it feels like. It's my right hand.
Perfect. You know That's I mean? Your Lewis.
If you feel a tumor, hand. Will you do an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression? Be like, I feel a tumor. Will you do that? That'll make it fun for me.
I'll say it if there is a tumor, but you told me not to say it till Monday.
Dude, well, here now if you don't say anything, I know it's going to be not a tumor. If you're like, hey, you know what, dude? I'm going to go home now.
Will you, if you find a tumor, will you say Bingo was his name on it?
Wow.
We didn't need more topics, Sam.
If you're trying to, we
don't need topics.
If you're trying to turn a girl off, just start saying weird shit, like bat her up. Like if you wanted to break up with you, say, I'm about to bat 1,000 with my cock. Bat her up.
Yo, the lube is here. Let's stop fucking this foreplay, dude. Let's get this finger up your fucking ass.
I noticed how you guys got off the topic of prostate cancer very quickly.
Well,
I think I freaked you guys out.
I'm freaked out about prostate cancer.
Yes.
Jay, let me ask you a question, Jay. Have you been checked for prostate cancer?
Yes.
Blood test.
How would you not know?
Well, I don't think Christine's a doctor. But she has very inviting fingers.
Will you let Dr. Drew also check you for prostate cancer?
It's a blood test, guys. We really don't do this anymore.
We're not going to bleed. Relax, fucking sharp fingers.
No, I don't want my butthole finger tonight.
Come on, Jay.
No, I'm fucking... Well, because are you doing it together same time?
What?
You're going to do it same time.
No, can't.
Oh, yeah, no. You we're can't. Doing it one at a time.
What's, hold on. What is the issue? Why do you think you can't do it with the other finger?
Because he's not left-handed.
I don't have the experience with the touch. The other
you hand. Can... Dude, I've been
you
learning...
You got to learn sometime.
It'll look so cool with two guys there, dude.
Could you imagine if he fingers my ass along, gives me a misdiagnosis? He goes, it's probably really bad. But I don't know. I'm this guy usually.
You should do it standing up.
But so I can teach Dave... alongside, while I'm in Lewis, get Dave and Jay.
You know, Dr. Drew, I have the utmost respect for you, but I'm not really looking for a lesson today.
Dr. Drew, have you ever had a guy, when you're checking him for cancer in his asshole, have you ever had a guy shit on your finger? I've had that happen with a girl, an Asian girl, shit on my dick one time when I was fucking her.
Did you pay her still?
Not really.
Dr. Drew,
you smelled it before you saw it.
No.
I got a serious question. When you deal with a patient who has AIDS, does it weird you out? Does it freak you out? Do you not even touch them?
No. Not at all. Not at all. In fact, I took care of hundreds and hundreds of AIDS patients back during the epidemic.
Whoa.
And we had such a...
bond.
I don't know what the word would be.
Funny time?
Sexual relationship?
Dude, like,
time?
We wouldn't wear gloves and we wouldn't protect ourselves at all.
But if you share straws with one, it's a death sentence, right?
It's hardcore.
Dude, Dr. Drew, if you knew somebody had AIDS...
Yeah.
If you knew somebody had AIDS,
yeah.
Even though you know you can't get AIDS from doing this, would you butterfly kiss them? You know where you like do that with your eyes? Like your eyelashes? Would you do that with an AIDS patient?
You could get AIDS from that.
You can't get AIDS from that, can you?
You can.
Butterfly kisses? The sweetest of the kisses?
Absolutely. That's how AIDS started. You can absolutely get AIDS from that.
Somebody butterfly kissed a green monkey in Africa?
Did you know AIDS patient zero? Gaten Duga?
The
flight attendant?
Yeah.
He had sex with like 8,000 guys. Isn't that crazy? Like back in the day before social...
Medically speaking, is that crazy?
Before social media, how would you even find 8,000 guys?
Gas bathhouses.
That's insane.
There's 8,000 guys in there?
Did you know there was a lot of that? That was a thing back then.
What, with the bathhouses?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Dr. Drew used to hang outside of them like...
Sir, you're getting AIDS.
Like
an ambulance chaser,
Dr. Drew would just hang outside of bathhouses looking for AIDS patients. Yep.
Lewis,
what?
Stop your mental manipulation,
dude. His last words were, I have the gay cancer, and now so do you. Did you know that?
Who did he say it to?
I don't know.
Microphone, I think.
A mafia boss? I don't know. Yeah.
Dr. Drew, really medically speaking? Cool.
Said it over the loudspeaker on the plane.
Yeah.
Medically speaking, Dr. Drew, is it not good that every time I steam up a glass shower at a hotel, I write welcome to the wonderful world of AIDS still, and then I leave and I hope the next person sees it? Yes. Medically speaking, is that bad?
That's bad.
Oh.
Sorry.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh my God.
One more.
Then you gotta finger his ass.
No. Then you gotta finger my ass. All right. Because I asked you, if you had a family member, would you advise them against shoving
this
gun in their ass?
Lewis, are you stalling?
Would you rather have a family member shove this gun in their ass, or would you rather have a family member contract the HIV virus, knowing that it's not that bad anymore?
I'd rather have this up the ass.
Okay, yeah. I feel better Perfect. Now. I feel better.
Better
That's
than AIDS.
All right, there
That's
you go.
That's all I needed.
It's better than AIDS. It's better than AIDS. It's better than AIDS.
It's unquestionably better than getting AIDS.
That will be our tagline for this festival going forward.
Better than AIDS.
Skankfest 24. It was better than AIDS.
Technically speaking.
Better than AIDS.
All right, can we get some music on, like the oh oh?
Put the sponsor music on. The AI.
Something music. Softer.
Oh, Sam wants the sponsor music.
Play that.
Do we have the sponsor music on deck? What the plug music?
Isn't it like Asian spa music? The plug.
Like Asian spa music might be the move.
Oh, public be domain. So hot.
Dr. Drew, do you have to like wash your hands or something, or are you just gonna?
KMFDM would be cool.
But by the way, every time a doctor puts gloves on, he washes his hands first. Doesn't seem kind of pointless, right?
Yeah, after.
Yeah, wash them after.
Yeah, definitely wash them. I can't believe you're going to definitely pull shit out.
Bert Kreischer just texted me like 5 minutes ago. Anyone partying? It was me, Ari, Big J. It's a group chat. Hold on, I'll tell you right now. Hold on. It's me, Ari, Big J. No, I'm not stalling. I'm really not. I'm telling you.
You are stalling.
So, listen. It's me, Soder, Joe DeRosa, Ari, and Big J. He says, Bert Kreischer, 5 minutes ago, anyone partying? And then nobody texted it back. And then 5 minutes later, he wrote, anyone?
Tell him you're about to get a finger up your ass. I'm sure you want to see that.
I am in a minute. Actually, I'm going to FaceTime Bert Kreischer while we do this. Let's see.
Lewis, you about to do it for real?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I got to take a piss. I also don't want to watch this.
Don't be in it. Don't be gay, Sam.
I'm going to whack off.
Get back Sam quick, Sam.
Is gay. I'll whack off while he goes.
Sam is gay.
I'll stay real
Thanks,
close,
Nick.
Too.
You're the man. Nick, if you want, you could guide his finger. You can grab his finger and guide it in.
Yep. I'm going to go through his wallet.
DeRosa just texted the group, heading to Peppermint Hippo.
Damn,
DeRosa's on cocaine tonight.
Couldn't wait to get to that strip club, perv.
Right.
Are you guys going to the strip club tonight after the show? Listen, I'm
going
to go
to Who's going to the comedy jam after the show? There's a whole comedy jam happening outside.
I'm going to go to the comedy jam, then I'm going to the strip club, Peppermint Hippo tonight. Let's fucking party,
Fuck
baby
yeah,
boys.
Dude.
It's going to get wild. The great TJ Miller. TJ, come up here. TJ Miller is here, folks.
TJ fucking Miller.
You have to be here for this one thing.
TJ, we're all fucking Lewis's ass with our fingers. Get up here, dude. You want to do it? Call next, dude. Put your fucking chips on the table.
TJ came up to me. TJ, with every bit of like sincerity, has come up to me on three separate occasions during the festival, and he's been like, dude, you won that rap battle.
Yeah, yeah.
With sincerity.
This is why you brought me up here, Lewis.
No, I brought you up here to watch, so you can watch Dr. Drew give me a prostate exam.
Lewis won the battle.
No, T. No.
Hey!
TJ,
hey, shut the fuck up! Let me tell you something. Big J is a better rapper. Everybody knows that. In fact, Lewis should be embarrassed. At night, he should think about it right before he goes to sleep. But he had the strongest punchline, so I guess at the end of the day, it's actually more of a tie. But yeah, I've been trying to make Lewis feel better.
Thank you, TJ. TJ, Dr. Drew's about to give me a prostate exam. Have you ever had a prostate exam?
Oh, yeah. As often
Did
as
it
I
rule?
Can. Yeah, I love it. I asked my proctologist to do another exam, like, because he's so funny. He's a great guy, but I can never hang out with him unless he's doing the operation. And he said, I can't do it. You can't do it more than, like, once every 2 years or something, because it's dangerous. I was like, let's roll the fucking dice.
Get it in there.
It feels great, and it's good for you, sir.
All right. Well, to be honest with you, I'm taking something bigger in my ass. I do feel like this is throwing the canary into the coal mine to make sure there's nothing in there. So let's go.
You're gonna do it now? Should I should leave?
The great Sam Hyde is back, folks.
Right. Hell yeah! Thanks. Hell yeah! Don't worry, it's not as bad. Stay, everybody, stay. This
yeah,
is
please.
Be great.
DJ, we're about to do this.
Dr. Drew, so, I think is my prostate enlarged and it feels kind of like I'm coming when I piss.
Not necessarily, but it could. Yet that kind of you can, anything like with resistance.
It's a burning type, not an STD burning, but like a
burning. That's prostate.
Not burning.
Irritation.
Sam, you said burning, and then he said burning, then you said not burning.
It's not burning, Lewis. It's an intensity.
It's irritated.
Is that an enlarged prostate?
Could be.
But you can also tell from this test right now, you can tell if my prostate's enlarged.
Fuck.
For sure. Question, Sam, for sure. Why don't you see if Dr. Drew will check to see if you have an enlarged prostate
now. We're doing that later. We already did it earlier.
Lewis is trying to manipulate this to be not only him getting fingered up the ass.
Somebody else get their ass fingered on the show with
no!
me.
No! Stop dicking around!
53 people said yes.
There's 100 people in the crowd that would do it in a heartbeat. But we're going to just do me. Dr. Drew, do you need to...
Can we have to?
We don't have to. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do, Dr. Drew. You don't have to do this.
Stalling.
Let
you off the hook. I don't want to
stalling.
Do it.
Stalling.
I'm not stalling. 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 Stalling.
No, I'm not stalling.
This guy's gay. This guy's gay. This guy's gay.
I am. It's good.
Dr. Drew, I can't make you examine my asshole, but I think everyone really wants you to. And I know that this is going to save me like $100 copay. So
I just don't think it's a good idea.
Are you getting paid for this?
No.
Okay.
It's bad enough to be humiliated.
Now, well, can you run my insurance? If I give you my insurance card, could you run my insurance and
no,
get paid?
I can't.
I don't give a shit if you take their money.
Here's the biggest reason.
I pay so much for insurance. Please, Dr. Drew, take their fucking money.
I do not have a license to practice medicine in the state of Nevada.
This is a bit.
So then just finger his ass.
I'm licensed in California.
You're not checking for anything, dude. Yeah. You're just trying to fucking help a buddy out.
Just be hot.
I'm licensed in
California. Take medicine off the table.
I can't do this.
Well, you can't do it.
I can't do it.
You're not checking for anything.
Las Vegas, can we very quickly get Dr. Drew a license to be very gay?
It's got to be quick here.
Damn, Dr. Drew.
Sorry, buddy.
All right, guys. We'll do it backstage.
Does anybody have a loaded gun?
Why do we buy
a loaded gun? Hold on. Is there another doctor in the house?
With a Nevada license.
By the way, how are any of you not funny enough to pretend to be a doctor right now?
This lady just said she's a doctor.
Are you really a doctor? Come here, miss.
Wait,
come here
you're a doctor?
Hell this yeah. is way better. This is actually way better.
Yeah, I agree.
This rules. Look at this.
That's a better idea, Lewis.
Yeah.
What is your name? Dr. Titsmore? Look at her.
Holy shit.
What's up? Come here, doctor. Are you really a doctor?
You can tell by looking at me that I'm fucking lying, but I'd love to finger.
Oh, you're lying? I'll let you just... Miss, I'll let you just finger my asshole. Dr. Drew, can you...
This is way better for you.
Listen, Dr. Drew, can you walk her through?
I can watch. I can be a part of it.
You got to deputize her.
Can you walk her through?
What's the technique that I'm going
for? Hold on. Let me see how sharp your nails are. Let me see how sharp your nails are. Jesus Christ, is so sharp.
There's lube, dude. It's just going to break the seal.
Lewis, you do have to make eye contact now while it's
she
happening.
Wants you to love it.
I won't announce it. If I see shit, I will not announce it.
What? You better announce it.
By the way, she's grabbing the back of my neck like I'm a bitch. I'm like...
Wow.
No, if you see shit, you shriek. Let me know.
What do you do for a living? How far from a doctor are you?
I'm a union worker.
You're a union worker.
A union worker?
Yeah, you got to support you union workers, am I right?
Oh, this bitch is annoying. God damn it.
Oh, yeah.
She put it on her pinky
you
like a real doctor.
You picked the wrong psycho to finger your ass, dude.
Dude, what like the her. Fuck is happening right now?
I like
now?
Her. She's hot.
She was a fake
she's
doctor
saying my freckles
for 5 seconds.
Are cute, and she's about to finger my ass. What's up, girl? What's your name?
It's of course it is. Dr.
This is like a dream for you, Lewis.
Dude, she's ready to put her finger in my asshole right now.
Dr. Union worker.
Hell yeah.
This is crazy. Dr. Drew, so you're going to walk her through this?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So first, so start walking her through it, please.
She knows what she's doing.
I've been really trying.
Yeah. We have to examine the anus first to see what that tag is.
Are you gonna examine it with her?
I'm all the light for her.
Oh my god. This sucks.
I got you.
She says she's gonna lose her job for this.
My boss has said don't hop to it yourself.
This is commitment, guys.
No, you're fine.
All right, so really, miss.
No one loses
you
your job.
Get a lot of lube
Lewis,
on there.
Lewis, attention. Are we going to do this right here or are we going to do it back there?
No, we're going to do it here, Dr. Drew, for
Holy
the people.
Shit. All right, you got it. So get your...
Under that table.
No, I'm gonna go here.
Yes, you are.
Now, don't worry, Dr. Drew. The room was sterilized by Ari's shitting blood yesterday, so... It's surgical sanitized.
You guys get out of here, you fucking perverts. Look at these guys looking over here. You sick fucks.
I'm gonna come.
So, Dr. Drew, what is the first thing you're gonna tell her that she has gotta do? I gotta drop. No, talk to her first, Dr. Drew. Stop being an asshole.
Yes, we do. We need to.
I do have a PhD.
His ass is in your hands,
Dr. First things first, pull out his butt plug.
I'll take care of you, Lewis. Don't worry.
She's fucking. She's making it hotter, by the way. She's being a little flirty about it, which I enjoy. If this was Dr. Drew, I wouldn't enjoy it anywhere near as much.
You would not enjoy it at all. Nor would I.
Lewis.
Dave, you all right?
She's fucking. This girl is going to suck my cock later. I'm just going to point that out. Let me just. We're starting off with a finger in my asshole, but. All right, so Dr. Drew, give her some directions.
I will. She'll do her thing. I'll advise if I see anything wrong. What's your what?
Dr. Drew, tell her how to choke him.
No condom. It's just your.
Yeah, dude.
Guys, stop whispering to each other. It's making it worse.
Hey.
Hold on. I can't.
Dave, this is pretty
you have
weird.
Enough, Dr. Drew. Yeah,
there you go. There we go.
Is this the way?
This is the way for sure. Yeah, dude. They're not gonna. Hey, get out of here. All you guys, get out of here. Alex, get him out of here. Stop. She's videotaping.
Dr. Drew, stop this from happening or expedite it.
Pants down, buddy. Now spread his cheeks.
Oh,
God. Hold on. What's going on?
Oh, my God. She just started fucking it. Oh, wait. That's not his hole.
Go slower, you pig.
All right. Can I be honest with you? The lube's already brown in her palm.
You're above it a little. Ow. Ow.
I think he's shitting on her hand.
You have to sweep it on the prostate.
All the lube is brown.
Ow.
Lewis, just shit.
Second, this finger.
Dr. Drew, kick her in the elbow.
All right. Lewis, what are you...
Kick her in the elbow.
Right, we're
good. It's kind of nice. It's not that bad, guys. It's
what?
Rivers.
How's the... Can you feel...
How
the
deep? Hold on,
can
question.
You, can you move
mess,
all
mess,
the
mess, way... Mess, 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 mess. How deep are you?
We're good. Are you enjoying this? I am.
No, how? I don't know. I feel like just the tip of her finger is in her. Is she all the way in?
Yeah, dude. She's fucking wrist deep right now, man.
Yeah. Hey, can you feel James' future up there?
Yeah.
Dr. Drew, tell her if she's feeling cancer.
Can you feel the full sweep of the prostate gland all the way up?
She's turning it like this.
Yes, that's how you do it.
Now she's like this. What fingers are in these two? Pinky? No, you gotta go. You can't tell with a pinky.
You have to use your
No.
You have to use your forefinger.
You must use your index finger.
Your index finger.
Hey, if it makes you feel any better, there's a puddle of water underneath this girl, dude.
Oh, my God.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. By the way, I'm holding it like I have to shit. I'm going, no, don't shit. Oh, that's a bigger finger. That's bigger. Oh, she rubbed my balls, you slut.
No, I didn't.
She touched my balls. I'm dead ass. She touched my balls.
Lewis,
Dr. Drew, is that part of the technique?
Is medically speaking, Dr. Yeah. Drew, medically speaking.
Why is she soaking wet, Dr. Drew?
There does need to be a ball exam.
From a medical perspective.
Dr. Drew, she's deep in there.
What is she looking for?
She's trying to.
I'm sweating.
Come on.
So you can feel the gland. You feel the firm gland. There, good. And it got two pole. You feel both lobes.
I can feel it in my throat.
Sweep.
Lewis, are you getting a boner?
Feel the brain. Please stop.
I feel
what do you feel?
It's to the right, and it's.
It shouldn't be.
It doesn't feel cancerous. It feels.
It shouldn't be.
You don't know what cancerous feels like. Fucking doc be. Worker.
Look at me in the eyes. What's up, girl?
Dude, Lewis is sweating so much right now.
He loves it. He's having sex right now in front of an audience, and we're kind of just loosely narrating it as we sit here doing this. Lewis has a finger way up his ass.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for her.
Keep it going for the worst paid doctor of all time.
Lewis, you are profusely
sweating. I'm sweating, dude. That was a lot.
Lewis, no homo. You look cool. You look like an action hero.
She's going to pass out from coming so hard. Yeah.
What type
of offer was
what
that?
What a beautiful woman. What an amazing chick.
She just asked. She you. Was leaving, leaving. She goes, shake my hand. And
well, no, we're not going to get fucking organized after that chaos. Lewis, congratulations on your fucked ass. How about it for Dr. Drew Pinsky, Sam Hyde, Nick Rochefort?
I feel lighter.
Shit, that was wild.
We'll see you guys tomorrow when we fuck his ass for real with a gun.
Skankfest. Have a good night, everybody.
We'll see you guys at the jam.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else we fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you ever try to watch a retard draw a swastika, it's hilarious. I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
It's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.